Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
A crowded flight was cancelled and a single attendant was rebooking a long line of travellers. Suddenly, an angry passenger pushed his way to the desk and shouted, "I have to be on this flight, and it has to be first class." The attendant replied, "I'm sorry, sir. I'll be happy to help you, but I've got to serve these people first." The passenger was unimpressed. He asked loudly so that the passengers behind him could hear, "Do you have any idea who I am?" Without hesitating, the gate attendant smiled and grabbed her microphone. "May I have your attention, please?" she announced. "We have a passenger here at the gate who does not know who he is. If anyone can help him find his identity, please come to the gate."
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
A crowded flight was cancelled and a single attendant was rebooking a long line of travellers. Suddenly, an angry passenger pushed his way to the desk and shouted, "I have to be on this flight, and it has to be first class." The attendant replied, "I'm sorry, sir. I'll be happy to help you, but I've got to serve these people first." The passenger was unimpressed. He asked loudly so that the passengers behind him could hear, "Do you have any idea who I am?" Without hesitating, the gate attendant smiled and grabbed her microphone. "May I have your attention, please?" she announced. "We have a passenger here at the gate who does not know who he is. If anyone can help him find his identity, please come to the gate."
Two. Whether you have a small parcel or hundreds of kilos of belongings to send, we can handle it for you. With the most comprehensive range of carriers here at Mailboxes, we can find the best price and carrier for your needs. Even if you have a house full of things, we'll find the most effective way to ship them. We also offer a packaging service, so if you have a tough packaging job, a bike for example, we'll handle all the details, from padding to taping and labelling. And if you live in the Cambridge area, we will come and pick up your boxes free of charge.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
2. Whether you have a small parcel or hundreds of kilos of belongings to send, we can handle it for you. With the most comprehensive range of carriers here at Mailboxes, we can find the best price and carrier for your needs. Even if you have a house full of things, we'll find the most effective way to ship them. We also offer a packaging service, so if you have a tough packaging job, a bike for example, we'll handle all the details, from padding to taping and labelling. And if you live in the Cambridge area, we will come and pick up your boxes free of charge. Three.
We're here today to talk about refugees, millions of them, people who often don't even realise that a day like this exists. Numbers can illuminate, but they can also obscure. So I'm here today to say that refugees are not numbers. They are all survivors, each one with a remarkable story that tells of resilience in the face of great loss. The refugees I have met have profoundly changed my life. An 8-year-old girl who saved her brother taught me to be brave. A pregnant woman in Pakistan taught me what it is to be a mother, and a paralyzed boy showed me the strength of an unbreakable spirit. So today, on World Refugee Day, I thank them for letting me into their lives.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
3.
We're here today to talk about refugees, millions of them, people who often don't even realize that a day like this exists. Numbers can illuminate, but they can also obscure. So I'm here today to say that refugees are not numbers. They are all survivors, each one with a remarkable story that tells of resilience in the face of great loss. The refugees I have met have profoundly changed my life. An 8-year-old girl who saved her brother taught me to be brave. A pregnant woman in Pakistan taught me what it is to be a mother. And a paralyzed boy showed me the strength of an unbreakable spirit. So today, on World Refugee Day, I thank them for letting me into their lives.